can't believe in God. How could you believe in God after this? I do believe that we have free will. And that individual woke up with the free will and used that free will to murder. See, Charlie, this is why I can't believe in God. How could you believe in God after this? I do believe that we have free will. And that individual woke up with the free will and used that free will to murder. That's evil. And we know it's evil because we are appealing towards a transcendent truth standard. You only know something is evil if you have good to compare it to. You only know something is right because you have a standard of right. But if you don't believe in God, then you say evil's no problem. But if you are upset with it, you actually are implying that you believe in God. You might be angry at God. You might be wrestling with God. You might be mad at God. You might think that God is unjust. That's a completely different thing than not believing in God. And remember, Christianity is the answer to the problem of evil. Evil exists, but it's not outside of God's control. He can overrule and redeem it. At times, he allows it to happen. The question is, why does evil exist? Instead, it should be, what has God done about it? And the cross is the answer to that.
Everything that I've heard, praise the Lord. Worship Christ with the best of your portions. I know I won't forget all he's done. He's the strength in this face that I run. Every time I look up, I see God's faithfulness. And it shows just how much he is miraculous. I can't keep it to myself. I can't sit here and be still. Everybody I will tell to the whole world is him.
Oh, I love that song. Hey there, Patriots. I got so interested in singing that song. I forgot that I was supposed to be having a show. Oh my goodness, what a day. I'm so glad to see you guys. I'm so glad that we're here together. I'm Melissa Redpill. We're going to talk about, I have so much to talk about. I'm going to kind of redpill you today. And there you go. This is just buckle up. Seriously, buckle up. We got a lot to talk about. If you guys are new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. This is my website right here, melissaredpill.com. You can see all kinds of great things about how this is literally biblical. This is the end times for these creeps, 1,000 years apiece for us. The golden age is upon us. This is where we're headed. I really appreciate what everything that Charlie Kirk said in that clip, because this is the truth. This is, you know, the only way that we know that this is, you know, for someone to kill is that it's evil is because of the standard of the Lord. And someone who believes that and knows that and is angry at evil, that means they believe in God. They believe. They're a believer, you know, and they may not understand all the facts about what Jesus did or all of that, but they are on the side of the right, on the side of the light. And so you might be, like you said, they might be wrestling with God. They might be angry with God. They maybe don't understand certain things. But that doesn't mean that they're on the side of evil, right? So there's only two sides. There's good and evil. That's only two sides. So this is what we talk about. Definitely come and check it out. You'll find all the social media. You'll find the videos. You'll find audiobooks. You'll find the truth about end times. We're not leaving. We're going to have his kingdom come, and his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Amen? All right, so don't forget, hit the like button right now, and we're going to go ahead and get started right away. I'm, like I said, so glad I see you all here. I'm so glad to see you. Hopefully we'll have more and more come in, and I've just got so much to tell you, so let's get going. Okay, I am freely admitting right now I'm a buttercup. I'm a buttercup, and I think many of you are too. You know, what am I talking about? On the 8th of September, Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, posted Buckle Up Buttercups. Who says that? Nobody except someone who knows the post from the Q board on September 10th, 2018, Buckle Up, Buttercups, it's about to get bumpy. Okay, I've shown you this before, and I'm like, okay, what is he talking about? Why did he say this? You know, the days before, we're like, what could he be, you know, meaning about this? And then, of course, on the 10th was when we had all this happened with Charlie. And so he also said this. He said, you think the speed of change is incredible. You probably haven't noticed the acceleration. Brace yourselves. And we've been thinking, well, we're braced. We're buckled. Okay, but you don't know what is coming, so you don't really know what to expect. And it's hard. It's, you know, just like, you don't even know. It's just shocking. So, why I'm saying that I'm a buttercup, and that more than likely you are too, is because we are so blessed to have lived in America. I've always lived in America. Yes, I maybe traveled outside the country, but I've never lived outside the country. I've never lived in a war-torn country. I've never lived in somewhere like Gaza, where it's just been so awful. The devastation, the collapse of everything, the buildings and people dying on right and left. I mean, it's just been awful. I've never been in a place where people are eating out of dumpsters. I mean, we have difficulties here, but, you know, let's just be honest. We have not faced what many countries have faced. You know, we've not had all of that. And I think that's what he means by buttercups. We're just not accustomed. Thank God, we're not accustomed to seeing someone shot right in front of us, like some countries are. Okay, I'm going somewhere with this. Okay, just trust me on this. I've got something to tell you. I've got something important to tell you. Okay, so let's go forward and let's talk about what's been happening ever since this happened. Of course, today is the 21st of September. Tomorrow is the Feast of Trumpets. Okay, the Feast of Trumpets. Okay, there's something I'm going to forget to tell you if I don't do something right now. I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to pop this over at the end so I won't forget to show you this at the end. Okay, so anyway, but back to this. Okay, so first of all, I guess you already know this, but Kirk means church. Did you guys know that? Kirk, K-I-R-K, is Scottish for church. And I probably wouldn't have known that except the fact that we had our, you know, we go on our family vacations together because we live all separated. And as much as we can, we try to get together to go on vacations. And we did, you know, so we don't necessarily go to each other's house. We go somewhere different. And so we went on this trip. Remember last year we went to Scotland. And because of that, I researched and found out, you know, that Kirk is the Scottish word for church. So, you know, thinking of Charlie as a word for the common man, you know, Charlie. That's just as common of a person as you possibly could get. And so Charlie Church is basically what his name is. And so it's the common man church, right? The common believer in God. Of course, there's nothing common about Charlie Kirk. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying there's so much happening about this that's biblical. And so I just think that's just so cool how the Lord sets all these things up. All right. So then there's been a lot of drama. I'm going to start with that. There's been a lot of drama. And a lot of people are really angry with Candace because she is trying to expose, she's trying to get to the bottom of this. And this is her friend. For those of you who don't know, Charlie and Candace started Turning Point. They were the ones who started it. I mean, working tirelessly day after day after day. Two more stronger people you're never going to meet. I mean, strong in their eloquence and their command of the facts, their ability to communicate that, the connection that they have with the people. I mean, they worked tirelessly, but then she started coming out with some things that the donors of Turning Point did not like, and so she basically left because it was too much drama. And so she did not want to be controlled. And hello, we feel the same way. This is why I'm here on a Sunday morning, because I want to feel free to speak the word. I've got to. You guys know this, that I have to speak the word and I can't be controlled. I just can't. I can't do it. So I'm glad. I'm so thankful that we're here together, and I can write the books. I can, you know, put out the videos. I can post the whatever, and nobody is controlling me except the Lord, right? He has a hard time sometimes controlling me. But my goal is to always speak on his behalf, okay? And so to the best of my ability, you guys know that. Now, this has caused a lot of firestorm, and there are a lot of people who are not happy with her because she's coming out with, you know, some things that maybe the handlers don't want. And so look at this. First of all, Laura Loomer starts railing on Tucker. This was in July. Let me back up. This is the one on Charlie. This is the one in July she did on Charlie. I don't ever want to hear Charlie Kirk claim he's pro-Trump ever again. After this weekend, I say he has revealed himself as political opportunist, and I've had a front row seat to witness the mental gymnastics these last 10 years. Lately, Charlie has decided to behave like a charlatan, claiming to be pro-Trump one day, while he stabs Trump in the back the next. Okay. I think this was probably around the time of the Iran deal, and that Charlie is saying he doesn't want to go into a ground offensive with Iran, and, it's one thing to destroy the nuclear facilities, but that's as far as, you know, he wanted to go and all that. And so I just find it very, very rich that she's attacking Charlie. But now, of course, now that he's, all this has happened, she's saying that he's perfect, whatever. All right. So then this is what she said. Okay. So Candace Owens, I'm going to show you maybe a little clip of what she's been talking about, but she is not going to the memorial. And so she is saying she does not believe, and neither do I, and neither does anyone with a brain cell, believe that the story coming out of the Fed is legit. Now, either Candace is one of the best actresses in the entire world, or she's in on it. I don't know. I guess after this is all over, we'll find out. What makes a great movie is great actors. So she is exposing the feds in all of this because clearly this guy, Tyler Robinson, is not the killer, and the text messages and all that. We're going to get to that. All right. So, then Laura Loomer has to attack Candace and say she's not going to the memorial because she isn't welcome at the memorial. I mean, that is just so hurtful. You know, a better friend, two better friends you're not going to find than Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens. And so I guess you guys know that, but I'm just here to tell you, they were great friends. I mean, they traveled the world together to start Turning Point. And she was with him, last year at all these different events, and they're saying that she was not. It's like, what is going on? What are the attacks? And it's, really reveals that there's something else going on. Okay, so we're going to get to that. Multiple TBOSA staffers told me she's not welcome. Okay, whatever. Okay, so I put out this vote. So, okay, who do you think will win, Loomer or Candace? And I think I'm just like 99.9% said Candace. And so I don't know who the ones who are saying Laura Loomer would, because the honest truth, the trust factor I got on here, her is about zero. All right, so then, okay, I'm not going to play this whole thing, but this is Isaac Cappy. And so for those of you who don't know, he was killed mysteriously. And so, because he was coming out with a lot of this truth. Anybody who came out with some of this truth years ago, it was not good. The first ones to raise their heads up, it was not good for them, right? And so anyway, he calls out, I'm not going to play the video. I will put the link to this post in the chat so you guys can, and I think that Songbird is not here with us today. I think she had something else she had to do. So if you will, thank you. TX EQ was just saying, Cappy, did you know I was going to post this? TX EQ. All right, here's the link right here to go and see about the Cappy. Okay, so if you some of the other moderators, please post that in the comments. Thank you so much, since Songbird is not here. All right, so I'm not going to play that. I won't have time to do all that. But I wanted you to see that. And maybe here's one clip of Candace talking about what is going on, the firestorm around her. And I will tell you this, the woman is fearless. She will speak the truth, and she just does not care. she will speak the truth the best of her ability. But like all of us is doing the very, very best we can to speak the truth. And so, yeah, she is going to get to the bottom of what happened with Charlie. You know, that's she's going to leave no stone unturned. The woman has exposed Brigitte Macron as a man. I mean, the woman, you know, she's an amazing investigative reporter. She's an amazing eloquent person who explains all these things so, so well and connects with the people. And does anybody doubt that she's going to get to the bottom of what really happened with Charlie? Okay, so I want you to hear what she had to say.
Okay, I watched him catch a bullet in the throat and we're being lied to by everybody about who was involved, why it happened, and why you are attacking the people who are, the person rather, who is trying to investigate it. You're not a good friend, they say, if you investigate this. Now they're running the, how dare you get clicks for investigating it? What? This is my show. How dare you get clips for even talking about me talking about it? You morons. You guys think we're that stupid? How dare Candace get clicks as we get clicks off of Candace getting clicks? It's so asinine. You're so stupid. And the entire world is watching. And that's what's problematic. Left and right, we are realizing something more sinister happened. You're not going to break me, okay? I watched him catch a bullet in the throat and we're being lied to by everybody about who was involved, why it happened, and why you are attacking the people who are, the person rather, who is trying to investigate it. You're not a good friend, they say, if you investigate this. Now they're running the, how dare you get clicks for investigating it? What? This is my show. How dare you get clips for even talking about me talking about...
Okay. Sorry, I was playing it twice. Okay, so this is what's going on in the Patriot movement right now. And I think some well-meaning Patriots are just wanting everybody to get along, saying, look, we lost Charlie. Everybody come together. Our enemy is not each other. But this is the problem, is that there are some amongst us that are infiltrators who have come in unawares, as the Bible says very clearly, that are not really for us, that they are always sowing this division. And for someone who's trying to get to the bottom of it, they're not the ones who are the enemy. Okay, so that is really, you know, important. If you see, I think the world of Benny Johnson. I think he does an amazing job. I'm very, very thankful for him. But he was trying to, like, everybody just, you know, let's all get along. And I think he was talking about this Candace issue. Well, she's trying to get to the bottom of what happened. And so if they're attacking her, then we need to support her, in my opinion. Okay, so she said she viewed the video footage from the camera position behind Charlie at the moment he was taken out. She claims the video is not gruesome, and from that angle, it shows no blood at all. Okay, yeah, she adds that she saw no sign of a bullet exiting from behind Charlie, leaving her even more confused. Okay, so this has forced them to come out and say, I posted it this morning. They're saying now, literally, the coroner, the doctors, someone's reporting, and the TPUSA has posted that he is so amazing that he took this bullet. Yes, and it killed him, but he had it lodge in his body, and it did not go through. It's a 30-06, and you know, I've heard that this can take out, I mean, just a gigantic animal, you know, like a moose. I think someone said they killed a moose with a 38, whatever. The point is, there's no way. And they're saying, oh, it's a miracle. So this is really, really makes me angry when someone uses the Lord and our faith in the Lord to get us to believe their lies. That is evil. That is evil, to use the Lord. It says, do not take the name of the Lord in vain. This is what it's talking about. When you use the name of the Lord to perpetrate evil, you are taking the name of the Lord in vain for evil purposes, okay? So she's saying that there was no exit wound. She's got the video. So she's friends with all these people. She worked with them for years. And so she didn't know who this person was, removing all these cameras. And she was like, what is this going on? And so it turns out, she's like, oh, this is this guy she had worked with. And so she says, okay, you know, I'm just going to call him. He's still on her phone. So she called him, and he actually showed her the video on his, you know, they were on Zoom or whatever. And so she saw it, and she said, there's no exit wound. There's no blood in the back. You can't even see what happened from the back. Okay. I'll play a little bit of this for you.
This footage from the back.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Volume.
The thing that really stood out to me, and I just kept asking him to replay it over and over and over again, is that there's no blood. There's no blood from the back. There is no blood. So I think a lot of people were wondering whether or not that bullet pierced and went out the back. I think I vaguely even remember, and Skylar, you can maybe live look this up, but like I thought the feds were saying they were looking for a bullet at some point, which is now very alarming to me. I don't understand that. How could they have been looking for a bullet? Because if I'm not seeing, and there isn't, I'm telling you, what happens in the front is not what happens in the back at all. If I'm not seeing any blood, what are we to take from that? The only thing that could make sense, if what they're saying is true and that person took the shot from the place that they are saying that individual took the shot from, it would suggest that it was inside of Charlie, right? And they would know that. The feds would have known that. So they would have communicated that they were never looking for a bullet. Because remember, one shot. So I'm very confused. I'm very confused, not by what I saw, but what I didn't see.
Right. Okay. So they have not released that video, but that's what Candace is saying, that they have. That's what they're saying. And I have a clip here in a little bit where TPUSA, the post where they are saying that this was a miracle. And I'm just saying, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to, you know, we cannot accept that. We cannot believe that. And, you know, we just need to all push back and say, please do not insult our, you know, mental aptitude. Do not insult our faith. We, you know, but because this is the thing, on a crime, you have to find the bullet. You have to find the bullet. Either it's somewhere on the ground, somewhere, you know, in his body. And so now, oh, well, he's buried now. So we'll never, you know, it's either one or the other. Okay. All right. So there's something else going on, clearly. Now, Candace has also done this. This she found, because she's got a lot of people, she has a tip line, and people have been sending her all these tips, and here is the guy. Here is the guy that they are, in my opinion, the patsy. And here he is, I think within like 30 minutes, let me see, if, okay, 6:38, to be fair, allegedly from September 10th at 6:38, you know, that he was at this Dairy Queen getting him some chicken. It's like, or a sandwich, some whatever he's eating. And it's like 15 minutes away. So there's just, that makes no sense. So no sense. He's, you know, so bottom line, he's a patsy. Okay. So the other thing is, they're like, okay, we're trying to find it. Is this a true picture from September 10th this year? Or is this something that was photoshopped? What is this? And so there's a photo right here of a banner of the Superman poster. Remember, the Superman movie came out this year, and it was very interesting because President Trump posted in July, at this point it had 55 million views, of President Trump being Superman, of course, you know. And anyway, it's very interesting, a lot of the Superman symbolism. Of course, they're calling Charlie the Man of Steel because he caught this bullet in his throat. It's like he stopped the bullet, so it wouldn't hurt anybody else. Spare me the BS. Spare me the lies. Spare me. Okay. No, we're pushing back on all of that. Anyway, so this was something that was being promoted in July of this year. All right. So, and President Trump, you know, symbol of hope, whatever. All right. So it was on, let me see, hang on. President Trump posted this at 10:10 on July 10th. For those of you who are familiar with the board, the 17 board, for those of you who are familiar with that, the 10:10 is the Mickey Mouse clock at 10:10. Quite a coincidence. For those of you who've been following the Q board, do you know that that's quite a coincidence? You know, he's posting 10:10 okay, what is this going on? And so is this a kind of a hint to us that this is, that he's a patsy, or even that something else is going on? Now, someone was supposed to go over and see if that pic that was still there. And to be honest, I have not had a chance to go in and look and see. This Patriot says it is actually the Vineyard Dairy Queen. He lives nearby. They were going to go and check it and see if it was still there. And so I don't know. I don't know if it's still there or not. Either way, I'm not going to worry about that at this moment. All right. So that's very, very interesting. And so I want to show you this. This is the list of the executive staff at Turning Point USA. And there, Candace Owens is still, as of this day, on the website as one of the executive staff members. And so all these people are coming out saying, oh, can't, you know, they don't want her. She's not welcome. We don't like her and all of that, which is nothing could be further from the truth. And I'm going to, by the end of this video, I think you'll see that there's something else potentially going on. I'm just piecing things together just like you are. All right, so there's something else going on. All right, so she's still listed there. So anyone who says that they're, you know, that they don't like her and they're not friends and all this, they're full of it. Okay, so she was out posting, and on the last video I did, I talked about when she was pushing back on, Bill Ackman. And he started posting about, you know, all his text messages with Charlie and saying that they were such great friends. But there's a lot of intrigue about that. So you can go back and look at the other video about that. But here she's posting some very interesting text messages with her and Charlie. And at this point, they're talking about Sarah Milgram and Yaron Leshinsky. Those are the ones who were killed, the Jewish people who were killed in New York City. So Candace Owens says, I knew Bibi was lying about the letter in May because Charlie would message me his concerns about Israel and send me his tweets. He published to that effect. Like I said, we never for a single second stop being friends, and pursuing this lie will only further embarrass the Zionists. Again, Candace does not play. I am, you know, I don't play either, but she has millions and millions of followers. So she is having a huge reach, a huge impact. And they know that she's like a dog on a bone and will not stop for any reason at all. All right. So here on their text that they have with each other, Charlie is saying, they had the whole lives ahead of them. Their murder was senseless, evil, horrifying, and the man who did it should be punished to the maximum extent possible, but I must push back against one thing all over. Okay, so that's what Charlie was saying, you know, about this, you know, about, I think it was, he was talking about free speech and all that. Anyway, but, and also pushing back on the Zionists. That tells you right there why his life was in danger. All right, so, and she responded, great tweet. He responded with praying hands, and they said, speech censorship is coming into America. It totally is. So that was their communication. So anybody saying that they are not friends, and she's saying this, she's saying Charlie was falling out of love with Israel because they were controlling who he could invite to his conferences, as they did with me at Amfest, and therefore running afoul of his free speech values. Zionist donors were threatening him over Tucker and me and Matt Gaetz and others. You know, nobody wants to, especially Charlie Kirk, does not want to be controlled on what they can say and what they can't say. All right, so I want you to see that. Now, here's some other ones where this guy. Okay, I'm not even going to listen to this guy. I'm telling you right now, he's in your feed, I'm likely. He's in my feed. He's in everybody's feed. And I don't know why he's in my feed, because I didn't sign up for his channel at all. And so he is coming out saying some the meanest things about Candace. And, you know, I've seen it before, and I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. Probably have. I probably have posted about it, you know, and I've said things, and he's pushed back on me, even little old me. But he, you know, he's out there to push back on anyone who exposes the truth. I wish I could remember what it was that I was talking about that he was like, no, you're wrong about this. My brain just can't remember it right now. Either way, he is in my strong opinion, he is controlled opposition. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this. Just be ready to be angry. And just always know that this guy is controlled opposition. And someone, a dear friend of mine was like, oh, you know, he says a lot of great things. They always do. They always say some really great things to garner your support and your trust, and then they strike when you least expect it. So check this out.
Recognize the last time Charlie Kirk even retweeted you was in March of 2021. Not to mention the board of Turning Point has come out publicly and disavowed you.
Yeah, that's not true. Okay, so whatever. I don't want to see your face. I don't want to listen to anything you have to say. She was on, you know, in his on the stage with him a year ago, well after she left Turning Point USA, and he's constantly asking her to be at the various events. Okay, so none of their lies hold any water. So why? The question is, it's not about Candace. It's about why are they attacking Candace? It's because she's getting to the bottom of it, and this is being used to expose this evil group. And that's what they can't have. And let's just be honest, saving Israel for last, right? So she's saving Israel for last. Okay, so, and hospitality state, okay, I agree. She doesn't necessarily agree with everything President Trump is doing, and she comes out about it. And let's just be honest, I don't agree with everything Trump is doing either. Okay, I don't. I know, but I'm looking at it in the framework of Q and understanding the big picture that he is taking down this criminal cabal. And sometimes what he's doing is high level strategy that is very, very hard to piece together. Okay. So, you know, I think that if I were to bet, I would probably bet on the side that she is working with him. I don't know. I just know that when she is coming out against President Trump, she is enabling people who are maybe on that side to join and listen to her. If she came out and she was completely, you know, just 100% for Trump and would never question anything he did, she would never be able to get any of the others on the left to, or the liberals, whatever you want to call them, the Democrats, to listen to her. So she's, in my opinion, I'm not saying that she's saying something that she doesn't believe. I'm just saying that she is speaking her mind and not necessarily always just supporting Trump. Like, you know, what I do, as I say, you know, I don't necessarily agree with his stance on Israel and Gaza. Okay. But I'm not coming out against him and angry with him about it. I just look at the bigger picture of understanding he's got strategically, methodically, he's taking this whole thing out. Okay. And I just trust that he knows the way to do it. All right. So that's where I come from, the standpoint I come from on Candace. So whether she understands or she doesn't understand, either way, she's just speaking her mind, speaking the truth, and that helps her to get more people who are maybe, you know, left and right. Okay, but these are all these people who are coming out against her, you know, to say that, oh, she's so terrible and, you know, she's horrible. And, I mean, she's getting it from every side. So I wanted you to see this. She said, I don't know if you knew this, but she was having a dispute with Ben Shapiro. And I feel the same way. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. But she's saying that she wants, Charlie said he wanted to come out and help them to do a debate. You know, and so how is that where they're not having anything to do with each other? It's silly. It's ridiculous. All right. So, so here he's retweeting her and all that. Okay. So then, yeah, there they were. She's being smeared as an anti-Semite because that's the shallow way to get people to shut up and obey, right? Do you know Candace dropped everything to fly 18 hours? Charlie said this. Through a miserable connection in Europe to get to the embassy and opening in Jerusalem. You know, but you can't. They don't care about any of that. All they want to do is they want to slam you and slander you and call you names and all that, to, in hopes of getting you either to shut up or to get people to not listen to you. And the thing is, right now in the Great Awakening, that's backfiring, because people are not falling for the tricks that they did before. Just like we're not falling for this trick about, oh, it was a miracle that he stopped this bullet, but we can't find the bullet. And it's just like, no, it's a lie. That's a lie. We don't know what the truth is necessarily, but we know that's a lie. All right, so the other thing I wanted to tell you, and this just really sounded like a threat to me. This is, again, oh, everybody just get along and let's not be, you know, talking about the Zionists. Let's not be talking about the, you know, anything negative. Don't use, you know, Charlie's death to cause all this drama, right? This is the control that they have over so many pastors. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it, because people know where their bread is buttered. They know where they get all this money. And so look at this. This is robmccoy.us. This is the Charlie Kirk's pastor. He said, Charlie Kirk was my friend. I was his pastor. I want to simply say this regarding Candace Owens. Charlie Kirk was a friend to Candace and never publicly spoke poorly of her, though he disagreed with her. Okay, you don't know, you know, what he disagreed with her on. I just, it really sounds a lot like Netanyahu saying, oh, Charlie Kirk was stood straight, you know, right with us in Israel, the Zionists, right? How easy it is when that person doesn't have a voice to be able to speak for himself, right? So he's saying this. He disagreed with her. Charlie disagreed with her. He never operated nor entertained gossip or innuendo concerning Candace. My only comment I offer regarding Candace is this. I only wish at this tragic time of mourning she would be the friend to Charlie that he was to her. He would never have treated Charlie for or her family in such a way had, God forbid, this tragedy been hers. I'm just saying, the moment I read that, it sounded like a threat to me. It really did. I'm just telling you, the way he said it, it sounded like a threat. And so he is trying, what is he trying to do with this post? Trying to get her to shut up. Trying to get her to shut up. And what is she trying to do? She's just trying to find out what really happened to Charlie and questioning the narrative. And so anybody, whoever does that, then they are going to catch this grief. And there's, you know, it's like this entire group of people has been sent out a message that they need to stop her in her tracks and silence her. Well, as she said, you're not going to silence her. It's not going to happen. All right. So then the other thing, so many things to show you. Here's where Laura Loomer, and I tried to get it in order, but there's just so many things to talk about. Here's where Laura Loomer was railing on Tucker. Here's where she's railing on Tucker. And so she's saying, here comes Ian to the rescue of Tucker, who's 100% trying to create a conspiracy theory about Charlie Kirk and Israel. Okay, so Ian had said, Tucker has not and is not making that claim, and you know it, Laura. Okay, so she's pushing back on Tucker because Tucker has been coming out exposing the Zionists. And so she's got to, you know, she's one of the ones who's got to stop anybody from saying that and, you know, push back on them, and hopefully people won't listen to them. And my question was, okay, who do you think will win, Laura or Tucker? And you guys can vote in the chat if you want to. You know, no way. I'll just go ahead and vote for you. There's no way that Loomer will defeat Tucker. Tucker, everybody adores Tucker. They know, and you know, maybe we don't agree with him on everything, but you know, I think people are really starting to listen to him, and you know, really start to listen to him on this topic, and starting to get red pilled about this topic. Okay, and just by the way, the truth about 9/11, he's doing a 5-part series on 9/11. It was supposed to start on 9/11, but it's going to start on the Feast of Trumpets, on the second day of the Feast of Trumpets, which is the 23rd, which is Tuesday. Okay, so it's, you know, this is gonna come out. And the other thing is that the whole thing about the jab is coming out, the autism is coming out. I'm telling you, this is the Feast of Trumpets. This is like the Feast of Trumpets is the battle cry to, you know, charge, go and destroy the enemy. Anyway, so before he was even pronounced dead, you said Israel killed him at Ian Carroll. Tucker Carlson is a degenerate and a liar. He knows exactly what he's saying. Okay, yeah, right. Loomer. She jumped the shark. She absolutely jumped the shark. She jumped the shark by saying that. Everybody knows that Tucker is not a degenerate and a liar. He's not. So that was dumb. They're desperate to get people to stop listening to Tucker. Okay? Tucker Carlson, okay, is going around telling people that he is hosting the Charlie Kirk Show tomorrow. What a disgrace if that's true. Even Charlie's own pastor had to come out and refute the claims made by Tucker and Candace. What did I just show you? Was that post from Charlie's pastor. They all, 99.9%, have to speak the talking points. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to be a minister of God's word and to have your voice controlled by someone else other than the Lord. It's a disgrace. It's evil. This is in my book, the 17... Okay, there's a story you may have never heard before. Remember the story of Balaam? What was the issue with Balaam? He was taking money to get to speak whatever the enemy wanted them to speak, him to speak. So this is it's one of the 17 stories in this one, and you can listen to the audiobook. It's the one about Balaam. This is a false prophet. Anyway, so she's here. She's using. Do you see how they do? She's using this pastor to bolster that Tucker's no good, and everybody turn away from Tucker. Well, we're just not buying it. We're not buying it. Anybody buying it? Nobody's buying it. Why is someone worth so much money like Tucker trying to profit off of Charlie's dead body? That is the most evil thing. I don't even know. There's just no words to describe how evil that is. He loved Charlie. Candace loved Charlie. You and I love Charlie. Laura Loomer, we don't think you love Charlie. Because you were coming out railing about him just, a couple weeks ago. I hate Tucker Carlson. Okay, whatever. Whatever. We do not care. We don't care. So just so you know who not to trust, be careful who you follow, right? Okay, so that's what's going on. Now, if you didn't know that, all this is going on in, in this drama, okay? And I agree. I would love to have it where there's no drama. Okay, so this is the other thing. This is why they can't have Matt Gaetz. Now, Matt Gaetz is on One America News. That's why I always promote, Q Broadcast. I'm going to show the link to that, too, because I don't want to have, I don't want to support any of these cabal shows, the cabal TV, whether it's, what are some of the ones? Tell me some of the names of these, Dish, Direct, all these. They have cut out One America News. Why is that? Why have they cut them out? Because they know that they are free. They're not controlled, and they're going to tell the truth. And now this amazing man, Matt Gaetz, is over there. He has his own show, and look what he did. He posted this about, he showed he interviewed Charlie Kirk, and where he is exposing what was happening to him with Israel. Some of his last interviews, okay? And anyway, so yeah, that's why. Yeah, there's the clip. There it is, right there. I'll share that in the links, because that I cannot give one more nickel to these people who are canceling the truth tellers like One America News. All right, so here's what he said.
You cannot go 10 feet without running into a 19-year-old with an AR-15.
Charlie Kirk openly questioned the story Israel was trying to tell the world about October 7th.
I think some questions need to be asked. Was there a stand-down order? Was there a stand-down order? 6 hours? I don't believe it. I've been to that Gaza border. You cannot go 10 feet without running into a 19-year-old with an AR-15 or an automatic machine gun that is an IDF soldier. Right, the whole country is surveilled.
There's also another country that asked Qatar to support Hamas. It was Israel. In 2018, Netanyahu himself sent a secret letter to the Qatari leadership. In that letter, he urged Qatar to deliver $30 million a month to Gaza. He said this funding would help reduce the motivation of terror groups to carry out attacks, prevent a humanitarian crisis, and preserve regional stability. So in May of 2025, Netanyahu publicly admitted that since 2018, his government had allowed Qatar to transfer money to Hamas in Gaza, and that was according to his own request. That policy was approved by the full Israeli security cabinet. So if you believe Netanyahu himself, he went from asking Qatar to send money to Hamas to bombing Qatar for not extraditing Hamas.
He doesn't think this serves Israel's interests or the United States' interests.
Right.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Qatar just gifted the United States a $400 million jet. Israel sending bombs in return is one heck of a thank you note. On Capitol Hill, Florida Democratic Congressman Jared Moskowitz is deeply concerned about foreign governments running influence campaigns online in the United States.
All right, so this is awesome. This is just awesome. I can't really take a lot of the time to show you this because that's not really what this video is about. But I'm going to put the link over here so you can watch what they were talking about on Matt Gaetz's show on One American News. So I'll say Matt Gaetz. Okay, so please make sure to post this into the comments. My wonderful moderators, thank you so much. So yeah, and basically my point about showing you this is that this is who was running what Charlie was saying before this happened. Okay, that's the problem. This is the problem. He was trying to expose this. This is what everybody should connect the dots and realize. They had to silence him. They could not have him saying these things on the campuses because they know that they've lost the youth. The youth has seen too many videos on TikTok. And by the way, on the TikTok thing, I think that thing is getting pushed out because they have been, let's just be honest, they've been a free speech zone. Now, I will admit that my channel was taken down, but I will say that they, as far as the Gaza issue, they have come out with the truth about that. So I really appreciate that. Anyway, so check this out, freedomforce.qcuebroadcast.com, because I'm sick. I refuse to give Dish or Direct or Xfinity or any of these companies one nickel, not one nickel. That's why I use freedomforce.qbroadcast.com. All right, and I think it's $15 right now for the 15 days now to test it. Now, this is, and Candace talked about this too. This is going to sound outrageous. She's like, why is this man, Netanyahu, why is he coming out? Is this normal for someone to come out twice and say, I didn't kill Charlie? I mean, it makes you look so guilty, right? So check it out.
Said that the bigger the lie, the faster it will spread. Well, somebody has fabricated a monstrous big lie that Israel had something to do with Charlie Kirk's horrific murder. This is insane. It is false. It is outrageous. Charlie Kirk was a giant, a once-in-a-century talent who defended freedom, defended America, defended our common Judeo-Christian civilization. Charlie loved Israel. He loved the Jewish people. He told me so in a letter that he sent me just a few months ago.
Right, and so he's using this to try to garner support and say, oh, see, you know, and the people who were brainwashed, they just believe it and say, see, you know, Charlie loved, you know, Israel and Charlie was for Bibi and, you know, whatever. So we've got to push back on this. Okay, so I'll go ahead and post this link right here too so you guys can share that with your family and friends and you guys put it in the comments too. I'll just pop on here Bibi so you can find it easily. But yeah, this is, you know, clearly not the truth, you know, and if you just listen to a few of the posts that Charlie Kirk put out, he was afraid for his life, and he was not wanting to be controlled by them, okay? So he wants Americans to know Israel had nothing to do with his assassination, and anyone who believes it must be a Nazi and funded by Qatar, right? Okay, so I've got the clip also about Qatar. Let me see if I've got this one. Oh, I want to show you the Qatar one. Let me see if I can find the Qatar one real quick, because while we're on this subject of, was it this one? Okay, I want you to see this while we're on this subject. Okay, so here's the man talking about the funding of Hamas, and these are the facts. Okay, so as Matt Gaetz was showing on that video, the funding, you know, basically is, anyway, I'll let this guy explain it.
I was all the time helping Hamas to survive.
At the same time that he was under investigation, he arranged for Hamas to receive $35 million every month from Qatar.
Netanyahu can't give the money by himself. Israel will not give money to the Hamas. You cannot even transfer this money through banks, because even the banks don't want to cooperate. So you, the Israeli Prime Minister, needs to beg this small and very rich country, Qatar, to give money to our enemy.
These suitcases of money was given to Hamas under the request of Benjamin Netanyahu personally. And because the Qatarians knew him from the beginning, they were asking him to send them his requests in writing, because they knew that he's going to lie in the future.
He allowed more than $1 billion to be transferred to the hands of the Hamas, because he believed that he can control the level of hatred. It's nonsense. He cannot control the flames.
All right. So, yeah, this is what I've been talking about since the beginning, since October 7th happened. I said this. He's controlling this. This is from the Economist magazine cover from 2012, that they're one and the same. And the whole point was so that they fund this so that they can take over the they can take over the land. That's, you know, anybody with half a brain cell knows that that's the case. All right. So then here is where I want you to see. These are the Jews. I think this is in New York City. They are marching and saying that Netanyahu is not a Jewish leader. He does not represent the American Jews in any way. Zionism is diametrically opposed to Judaism. All right, so I want to make sure that you guys know about this too, and I really encourage you to follow this group called the Jewish Voice Live. Jewish Voice Live. I'm going to post this one also, so you guys can see this one, and it's gotten over a half million views. So that's really great. And so they are trying to tell people, don't, you know, he's hijacked. The Zionists have hijacked Judaism. And they're also, and someone was just saying this, Judeo-Christian is really, it's just that they are, you know, they've hijacked Christianity too. Okay, so this is not what we're trying to, you know, to support. All right, so I want you to see that one too. So this is the Jewish Voice. I'm going to post that into the chat so you guys can have that. All these links, everybody make sure to go get all these links, and make sure to always share the things that I have over on my ex. It's Melissa Redpill. Please go ahead and like them and comment. Every time you do, every time you do like it or comment or bookmark it or share it, it really helps it to get out into the mainstream. So you might feel like, oh, you know, you may not have that big of a channel, but if you do that, then that can help to get this truth out there. You might think, well, you know, it somehow it affects the algorithm and it helps it to get into more people's feeds. Okay, so thank you so much for doing that. That's our Freedom Force Battalion. We are this army to try to get this truth out to people. Okay, so I want you to see what this true Hasidic Jew is saying. He's saving Israel for last. This one, actually, this was one I posted, and it's gotten almost 600,000 views. Praise the Lord. So thankful. I posted this, so it's gotten 600,000 views. So thank you guys for sharing this one. So check this out.
Yeah, sure. How would you react to Netanyahu's statement that the Jewish people are not occupied in their own land, including in the eternal capital, Jerusalem?
Let me be clear. God is eternal. His word is eternal, and so are the Jewish people. Judaism forbids Zionism. The Jewish people never, ever sought to gain sovereignty of the Holy Land till the Zionist, godless founders hijacked our name. But it was never us. Our grandparents lived in the Holy Land in peace with their Arabic neighbors. They were friends and colleagues. Zionists wanted to create a Jewish nationality and destroyed it all to achieve it. Netanyahu, you did not represent us.
Thanks for the message.
What a brave man, because I've seen IDF soldiers come and just knock these people down and haul them off. It's just awful what happens to them. Just so you know, and I posted this on the social media this morning, that the UK and Canada, which is basically the UK, have and one more, I guess New Zealand, have said they're promoting a two-state solution. And so I do not believe in a two-state solution. I believe removing the evildoers who have taken over the government of Israel and returning it to what this man was just talking about, where everyone gets along, no one is taking anybody's land, and that everybody has their land restored to them, which is what the Bible says will happen in the millennial kingdom, in the golden age. So I believe the millennial kingdom is the golden age. All right, so that was terrific. So that's the new news coming out, that they're promoting a two-state solution. But I don't believe in a two-state solution. I believe you've got to remove the corrupt government. Okay. Let's see. Okay, this one was so interesting. This is Mikey McCoy. He and with Megyn Kelly, and so they're talking about the aftermath of the shooting, and that Erica Kirk, Mrs. Erica Kirk, knows everything. She knows everything. Very, very interesting. So check this out.
And I understand you have some news on that front.
Yeah. Since everything has happened, I think the number one question is, what is going to happen with Turning Point? What is going to happen next? And I'm pleased to be able to announce with you, and I think it's appropriate because of who you are and who this person is, that the Turning Point board has unanimously selected Erica Kirk as the new CEO and chair of the board. And not only is that amazing in and of itself, but I can assure you, Megyn, that Charlie told me personally, and he told others, he probably told Mikey, that if anything ever happened to him, that this is exactly what he wanted.
Wow. I have the chills. It had to be, right? I mean, there's just... I don't think anybody would accept a leader of the organization who they didn't feel completely understood Charlie and would be 100% dedicated to fulfilling his vision for where this group is going.
Well, and let me just add one more thing, and I want Mikey to chime in here as well. But in the immediate hours afterwards, Erica got a call from somebody very important. I'll leave that vague out of privacy, but she got a call from somebody very important. And the question was, what do you know? Sort of asking how much of what's going on behind the scenes and with the relationship, like, what do you know? And her reply back was, everything. I know everything.
Okay. There was another clip, and I hope that I have it. And I'm afraid that I don't. Hopefully I have it somewhere. I'm not going to go into this one. All right, there's not time to go into all that. Where is it? Okay, Laura Loomer is saying that nobody likes Tucker and, you know, whatever. And now that Mrs. Erica Kirk is running as the CEO, who was one of the first ones that she had running the Charlie Kirk show was Tucker Carlson. Okay, so there you go, if that tells you anything about it. All right, so I got to show you this one. Hopefully I have it. No, not that one. Not that one. No, not that one. Okay, hopefully I have it somewhere. Okay, maybe I can just tell you. Wait, maybe this one. I think this is it. Oh, I do have it. Yay, thank you, Lord. All right, so maybe I have it in a different order for whatever reason to show you. It's just a lot. All right, so here is the guy named Mikey McCoy. You might have heard about him, and he is talking right here to Megyn. Megyn Kelly. All right. I actually have a family member with those two names, so it gets me confused. All right. So I want you to hear what he had to say about Mrs. Erica Kirk taking over as the CEO. Listen very carefully.
There are a lot of questions in conservative circles now about what's going to happen with the organization. Yeah. Because Turning Point's become very important to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I hope there are no turf wars. I hope there's nothing like, no, it has to go this way, no, it has to go that way. I think, you know, choosing Erica to be Charlie's mm-hmm. successor is the perfect way to stop all that.
Yeah.
Just to keep it consistent with Charlie's vision. But what are your thoughts on how you keep it consistent with what Charlie wanted and keep it going
yeah.
without him?
Yeah. Erica said it the other night. He was an excellent person to pick people. He loved picking people and choosing talent, finding talent and acquiring talent. And he would want to pluck somebody and bring them on the team if they're good at a job. But I was telling you earlier with Erica that I got a little emotional 2 days ago because for the first time when I was talking to her about where the organization's going, how we're going to continue Charlie's legacy, how we're going to really 10X this organization to become what Charlie inevitably wanted it to become, I hearing her thoughts and the way she was talking and breaking things down, I felt like for the first time I was speaking to Charlie for the first time again. And he told her everything. He, private conversations, everything he was shared with Erica. She knew everything. And from the way she texts to the way she talks, and I can confidently say that I feel like it's Charlie still leading this organization. Mm-hmm. And we just announced it, that Erica's going to be the chief executive officer.
I found that very, very interesting. Anybody else find that very, very interesting? He feels like Charlie's still running it through Mrs. Erica Kirk. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you this link. Okay. This is McCoy. Okay. So this is when you're searching for this, all these links, after, you know, later on we need to grab them here, you'll be able to find the links. And so my wonderful team putting this over there. Now, found that very, very interesting the way he said that. Okay. So, this is her whole video. This is Candace's whole video about the lies about Charlie. And yeah, I'm just going to put this over here, Candace. I'm just going to put that link over there so you can watch that separately So the other thing is, I wanted to hear your thoughts and what you had to say and on this. And I had posted this over on the social media and a lot of people were like, I don't think so. Something doesn't sound right. Okay, so check this out. This is Frank Turek, I think is his name, and he was one of the good friends of Charlie. And I'm not trying to assign any blame to him at all. I'm not saying that. But I just find this very, very interesting. It's just when somebody is not telling the truth, and okay, I'm not saying he's did anything wrong. I'm not saying, but when they're not being able to tell you the truth, something, it just doesn't hold water. Okay, so a couple things as you're listening. At first, he says that Charlie died instantly, and on another video I saw him. He was saying that he looked in Charlie's eyes, and his eyes were vacant, like he was gone in eternity, looking into eternity. And then he says, "Oh, well, the doctor said he has a pulse," and then they went in to try to save him, and then they couldn't. And okay, so check this out. It just doesn't hold water.
The only comfort is that he didn't experience any pain, according to the doctor. He was just taken out.
What did the doctor say when he came out? What did the doctor say when he came out?
Well, there was one doctor that basically said, "Okay, we have a pulse." So we're all praying out loud. We're like, "Come on, yeah. Lord, save it. Come on, give us a sliver of hope here." And we're praying out loud in the car on the way there. And then they brought him into surgery, and about, I'd say, a half hour later, the head surgeon came out and said he's dead. And that's when the great Mikey McCoy showed up. Actually, he was there just before that happened. And 23 years old, about an hour later, the head surgeon came out and said he's dead.
Okay, I am not a body language expert, but I just feel like something is not right about the way he's saying this. When you say something and he's pursing his lips, something just doesn't add up. And then he starts talking about Mikey McCoy. He immediately shifts to that. If someone close to me has died. I'm not immediately changing my discussion to someone else. It's too heartbreaking when someone that I love dies. I'm just thinking, that's not normal to me that you would shift to talking about how Mikey McCoy started praising Mikey McCoy and all. And I'm not saying anything about Mikey McCoy. I'm not sure he's a great guy, great guy. He looks like he's 13. But the point is, what's more natural is to say, I didn't want to believe it. That's my heart is broken or something like that. And we had to accept it or something like that. Okay. Either way, the man's doing the best job he can. I think that he is deceiving on purpose for a good reason. Okay, I'll get to that. I'm just piecing this together just like everybody else is. All right. Okay, I want to make sure before I go into the next thing, and this is out of order, but there's no way that these text messages are real. And the whole thing is, they're trying to, I think this is going to bring down the whole FBI and the CIA and the intel community into 1,000 pieces. That's what I really believe that is behind all of this. This is going to bring all this come crashing down. You know, we on the board, it talks about, you know, what is shattering into 1,000, or it just says 1,000 pieces. And JFK had talked about wanting to shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces. Of course, they killed him. But Kash Patel became the director of the FBI, saying, oh, we don't need to eliminate the FBI. We can reform it. Well, we've already heard on the board, you can't reform it. You can't fix it. It's just too corrupt. And so, you know, I believe that this is going to destroy it, because everybody realizes you cannot send out these text messages because it taints the evidence. It taints the jury. You can't do that. Anyone who knows about juries at all and what's, you know, what's fair trial knows that you can't do this. And also, I've heard that these text messages are not just badly written, but that they're actually AI. And they said to write it in such a way as if it was in the 20s, someone in the 20s. But it was written like it was in the 1920s, not like someone who was 20 years old in their aged 20s. Does that make sense? That's why it sounds so weird. It sounds like someone who's talking in the, you know, back in the 1920s. And that would... You know how AI, if you've ever asked AI to do something, you know that you've got to be very, very precise and exact. And it sounds like they they did it in this way that it sounds like, oh, hello, my love. Oh, this girl does a great job. She cracked me up.
You have no doubt heard of the shooting, and I must admit, 'twas I. I had hoped to keep the secret to the grave, but alas, I have not lasted the better part of an hour. Why have I committed this act? 'Twas the hate of the man. Reason had no purchase in the poor soil of his soul. You have not asked, but in case you were wondering where I hid the rifle, my love, 'twas over yonder by that lingering squad car. My old man...
These people crack me up. I'm telling you, I love patriots so much. So that I thought that was very interesting. I bet that is the case. Either they were written by President Trump, or they were written by AI, to really... make it so obvious. Everybody realizes that this is baloney. Now, let's get to the meat of what I'm here. We're an hour in, and I still haven't told you the meat of what I wanted to tell you. In post number 34, there's a very important. This is the one that has the 11.3 and all that. It says here, rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. Okay, I'm going to read it again. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. Okay, let's just be honest. By many accounts, Charlie was at risk. He was in danger. Everybody's been coming out saying this is all over social media, that something's going to happen on this day, and you know something bad is going to happen to Charlie. And we all know that he's... You know, he's a big name. He's someone that, you know, obviously is right up with President Trump and all these in the White House and the administration. I mean, by many accounts, he was responsible for the victory because he brought in the youth vote. So if they're, you know, they might not always, you know, I'm not as much of a threat. You're not as much of a threat as Charlie Kirk to the cabal. And so he had many threats against his life. And this sentence right here tells me that they were going to do whatever they had to do to protect him, I believe. So what am I saying? I'm saying I don't believe the narrative. I'm getting to where I'm thinking something else is going on. Buckle up, buttercups. It's about to be a bumpy ride. And 99% of the people are falling for the narrative and for its own purposes, not to harm, but to awaken. We've been fighting like crazy to awaken people forever. They just refuse to wake up. We're just so deep in sleep of brainwashing, they couldn't wake up. But a lot of people are awake now. They're wanting to find out what happened with Charlie. They're trying to find out, you know, what message do you have to speak? What was going on? They're getting red-pilled about Israel. They're getting red-pilled about freedom of speech. They're getting red-pilled about false flags. They're getting red-pilled about the law. They're getting all these things. They're all of a sudden, everybody is looking into this. They're getting red-pilled about, you know, what it is to walk with God and what the Republican message has been, what the MAGA message has been, really. I should say MAGA. All right, so this, I think, very possibly is the mass start awakening. This bumpy ride is this wake-up is shocking, and a lot of people are, and we never in the world, we just, none of us could have imagined the vileness that has come out of people celebrating Charlie's murder. I mean, it just, and then the wake up to some of these people who were posting these things to realize, hey, you know what? That's a very dark thing. I should not have said that. Where did that come from? How did I become so evil and dark in my heart, right? And they're losing their jobs over it and all that. This is a wake-up call to these people who've been so filled with hate and realizing they've been led down this path by their social media feed. So how are they going to protect him? I didn't believe this at first, and I'm freely admitting I'm a buttercup. I'm admitting I'm a buttercup. This was so hard for me to face that I just could not imagine. And I don't have any proof of it at this point, but I think very possibly he's in witness protection. I think that's a very, very, very good possibility. Where did the plane go? Who was in the plane? It went, you know, from the things that we've seen and the number of minutes that it was, the transponder was not working, the call sign, whatever it was not sending the signal. He would have had to have gone, if it was Charlie, it would have gone somewhere in Arizona. Didn't have time to like go to California or Israel or whatever, but just being dropped off somewhere in there. And of course, then they could go somewhere else. But either way, I have a feeling that's what the case is. And the other thing is, let me see if I can find this. We've already been told on the board back in November 5th of 2017, we were told this post 100, who is the Queen of England? How long in power? With power comes corruption. What happened to Diana? What did she find out? Why was she running? Who did she entrust to help her flee? What was the cover? Well, supposedly she died in that tunnel, right? The people all over the world mourned, if you weren't there, if you're too young to have remembered, the mourning that went on for years over her passing. The heartbreak was palpable. You could feel the pain that everyone sensed. And when she died, it was just heartbreaking. Not that they physically saw it, but either way. So what happened to her? Who did she entrust to help her flee? This is on the board, post 100, way back from 2017, talking about this, so that we're being led to believe that she is alive, that she fled. Maybe whether she's alive now or not, she fled because she was in such danger. Same thing as Charlie. I think there are more people who are in this same situation who have been under witness protection because they found out and that they were, you know, going to get the truth out about this, and they had to go under witness protection. Of all people, I think that they would do that with Charlie. They know what's being done, what's being talked about on these chat boards. They know what's being talked about, you know, from Netanyahu. They know about this letter that was penned on the 2nd. To a condolence letter to Erica Kirk and the TPUSA, okay? So I think that that's very, very, very possible. All right. So I want you to see that. And there's a thing about this that the squib could be attached to his neck that could be detonated, whatever, activated to have this blood flow out. And the people who were there hear this gunshot and they of course race to get out of there. They're not at that point trying to figure out, is this what really happened? And most people ran for their lives to try to get out of there. But what happens is if your carotid artery is hit, your heart is still beating for a long time and it continues to gush out this blood. But that is not what we saw. Those of you who've seen the video, I think most of you probably have, we didn't see that. We saw that it was as if this squib was expended, the blood, the contents were gone, and then it stopped, and he's, on the ground. And of course, they take him, they race him to this vehicle. But let me see if I have this one. There's so much to show you. Okay, hang on. I got to find. Is it this one? Hang on. No, that's not the one. Okay, there is a post from. Okay, that's not the one. Okay, hang on. I've got to find this one for you. Okay, so there was one that was from Dave with X22. And I'm going to have to get the... Okay, here we go. I thought I had this, but I obviously have not. Okay, so let me save this real quick. I'm going to just say X22. I'll save it, and I'll open this up right here. Control, open, 22. Okay, here we go. Okay. So 22. Okay, here we go. This is what he's saying. He's saying... We can replay, not post in the conclusion, not yet. He's in the same, we're all in the same boat. We're trying to piece this together. What happened? And we're awake to things that 99% of the people are not. The ones who have been following 17, right? Following Q. Okay, so let me try to make this a little bit bigger so you can read it. There's no arrival footage at the hospital. There's no ER bay, no gurney, no trauma team on camera, no attending doctor, no nurse, no time of death. Just silence. The same men who signaled before the shot moved him to an SUV, not to an ambulance. Have you ever seen that before? Many minutes missing, and then a coffin. Air Force 2, curtain down. There's no hospital release, no doctor of record, no named official declaring death. You just get this message, the doctor said this. Or they said that the bullet, it's in his body. What, right? We can't find the bullet. None of this is adding up, right? Just a bunch of gaps. Note the handlers. Note the vehicle. Note the absence. Time stamps over headlines. All right. So thank you, Dave, X22 report, because we're all in the same boat. We're like, okay, we don't know what the truth is, but we know that we're being lied to. Something is very wrong. All right. So I'm going to post this one. This one's actually on my... on my Telegram account that I posted this morning, and I haven't yet put it on X, but I will as soon as the show's over. All right, so here's what that's the one he posted right there. I thought that was very, very helpful. All right, so, okay, I was going to show you, it talks a lot about protection. Under protection, threat is real. Key to DNC source, hack 187. So, there's a lot, it's kind of leading us to believe that there's people under protection. All right. And that has to happen. Okay, maybe that was the one. All right, so here, I don't know if here we go. There's the what I want to show you. Maybe make it a little bit bigger. This is where they're carrying Charlie out to the vehicle, and they say here the SFX squib tube taped to Charlie Kirk's back. Do you notice right here, I don't have those cute little round things, but I'm just going round and round, right here on his arm, looks like this is the back of his arm, there is what appears to be some kind of a tube, a squib loaded with in movies, they fill these with fake blood, and then they detonate them somehow. And so you know, I showed you the other day a video, and it, clearly that's what he's got taped to his arm. Unless, you know, and I don't believe that this video, this has been altered. Okay, let me see if I can get this. Okay, so there's that one. I'll go ahead and share that link also. Here's that link to the squib on squib blood, blood packet. Okay, so there's that one. I know there's a lot of links on this video. Songbird's missing it. All right. The other thing is, I showed you guys, I went through this video the other day because I knew that the shot was not from the front. I knew it was, that's not the one, that it was not, where is it? Yeah, okay, this is the one, that it was not from the front. And so I posted this video here, update what happened to Charlie, and I go into that there was a, someone who shot, and I'm leaning toward now, again, I'm just trying to put this together just like everybody else is, I'm leaning toward that that was kind of a BB. And that when he was, and I have a feeling that he touched his nose, the guy with the, Frank Turek touched his hat, like, okay, Charlie is ready. And then the other guy gave the message to go ahead and send out a BB, which wouldn't hurt him. It would hurt, but it wouldn't hurt. And it would cause this compression. I'm just trying to piece it together. I don't know, y'all. I'm just guessing on this, but I think this is likely what happened because we see that, and there was that other orb. Remember I showed you on this video, again, on this update, what happened to Charlie. I'll go ahead and put this in the link also. That orb looked like more like a BB than a bullet. Of course, it's not a great picture, but it was really, really small. And so if he was hit by that and that caused him to jolt and, because you can't do that unless naturally. Okay. And so then that caused the blood to flow out of the squib. That's what, a lot of people are thinking, not necessarily that they're thinking all these pieces that I'm talking about, but I think, that's where I'm kind of landing right now. And a lot of people that I've talked to are saying the same thing. They're like, there's just too many holes. There's too many questions. And I think, ultimately, Diana will come out from witness protection. All these people will come out from witness protection eventually. But for right now, that also, it makes you realize that, look, if people have been in witness protection, they are... I think that eventually when all this comes out and people realize that how evil Israel was, how they had taken over our country and taken over all the world, then they could see why it would be necessary to have him go under and others go under witness protection. Right? Right? All right. So here is that clip right there. This is the video I just did the other day where I show you can see the bullet or the BB. And that would make sense that this little thing that he had in his hand, you can't see the gun, but it would be maybe a little like a BB gun. And so that's what, I'll just say update on Charlie. Okay, so I'm going to put that into the chat also. All right, that's kind of where I'm standing right now. Is that, and I'll be on the chat after we finish to see if that's where you guys are standing. All right, so our time is completely running out. I'm way over time, but that's okay. Yeah, President Trump did post this, which was kind of interesting. He said, good morning, the sun is rising. Well, you see the sun rising, and also you've got Intel now 30. And he's talking about they purchased Intel, and it was at $20 a share, and now it's at $30 a share. Okay, great. The point is, what's he talking about? It always has to be plausible deniability. It possibly means done in 30. And I do think that October 31st is a big day. Also, okay. The Feast of Trumpets is today, Monday, and then October 31st is a big day because that is on the board. That was when 17 first started posting, and I've told you I really feel that it has to happen before the end of the biblical year, okay? And so this is a big moment. This the Rosh Hashanah and the Feast of Trumpets is a big moment. All right, now. I have a couple of other things. Okay, I'm not going to even talk about any of this today. There's just no time to talk about this. I'll save that for another day. So this is, yeah. If you guys haven't shared this, please share this one also. I'm going to share you one more link. This is the one where I talk about saving Israel for last. So share this, okay? That one right there. So if you haven't, you know, bookmark it, comment, whatever, to help to get that out there so people understand the truth about Israel. Now, okay, that was that one. Okay, where's the other one? Okay, there was one more I wanted to show you guys super quick before we jet. Okay, let me see if I can find it. Okay, here it is. This is the one where President Trump is going to talk about autism. And I want you to hear what he has to say. He says, I don't want you to do it, you know, Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. I want it to be Monday morning. Monday. Okay, so check this out.
Need anything more? And if it's raw, I think we have a bigger announcement coming. I hope on Monday, Marty. It's enough. We have to announce. We have to make the announcement. It's so big. We can't let people keep doing this. I don't want to wait any longer. We don't need anything more. And if it's wrong, it's not going to be wrong. But if it is wrong, it's fine that we have to do it. Because we're going to have an announcement on autism on Monday. Got to be Monday. I don't want to do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I think it's going to be a very important announcement. I think it's going to be one of the most important things that we will do.
All right. So this is, again,
I think we have a bigger
announcement. The Feast of Trumpets is biblically from Leviticus chapter 23. It is the day when everyone gathers together and they join for battle. And, we've been battling for all this time, but I just feel like a lot of these things are happening at this moment to expose this criminal cabal. Everything happening about Charlie Kirk, everything happening about, the autism and going against Big Pharma. And he's saying we cannot let people continue to do this. What does he mean? We can't allow people to continue to poison their children, to sicken their children. Now, I will encourage you that at Keto Carry, go to ketocarry.com/FFB. FFB is in Freedom Force Battalion. And you will see links over there about how to stop autism. Carrie Rivera has done an amazing job. She's helped to save her own son, and she's helping so many people. So you can find out if you know someone who has autism that you can help them with that information. So this is what I believe is what's going to happen tomorrow. Okay. All right. So that's that. If you want to find out more health information, go to my remedies page. These are true remedies. Really, basically what he's saying is all these, we have to have true remedies and no more of this that is harming people. No more Big Pharma. They're going to be, I don't know what all they're going to say. I'm thinking it's primarily focused on autism, but everything that you put in your body needs to be absolutely natural, clearing out all the things that you've had in you. And I think like this one right here, this spike protein cleanse, that can remove, some of the damage that's been done from from the jabs. Anyway, so these just learn about everything you can do that is healthy. And I also have another page, freedomforce.live/health. Okay, so definitely check into that. We've got to get it done. We've got to get our health back. Here's the link right here. I know one more link. Too many links, Melissa. TuckerCarlson.com, the 9/11 files. He's going to have this start on the 23rd. There's another big trumpet blast, a big blast of truth in people's ears about what really happened on 9/11. And they cannot stop it. Now, they could have stopped Tucker when he worked for Fox News, but they can't anymore. They cannot stop Candace Owens anymore. She is a free person. I mean, they could potentially stop her YouTube. They haven't, which is very interesting to me, but they can stop, they can't stop her from getting her truth out. They have not been able to. So praise the Lord on that. I think that's everything. That's a lot. I just feel like they were protecting him. This whole thing was to awaken humanity as the mass start awakening, the mass population awakening. I think it was also to protect him from these people, just like they've done with Diana, and that people will understand later on why it had to be this way. Why it had to be this way so that he was, it looks real. Even to the cabal, it looks real. And then everyone can go against them. And even if the cabal doesn't believe he's dead, even if they believed he's in witness protection, that they couldn't find him, but even if that's the case, how can they come out and say, oh, no, he's not really dead? Right? right? So who would believe? They'd be like, are you crazy? And that's the same thing we've been up against when we've tried, you know, the truth about false flags has got to come out. The truth about false flags has got to come out. They've used it for evil. Whereas if this is true, President Trump has been using it, this whole team has been using it to protect from the evildoers. Okay? And I think people will be able to understand that once this is all, once the awakening. Buckle up, buttercups. Okay, I'm going to be on the chat. I want to hear what you have to say. What do you think about this? And we'll pray. Thank you so much, Lord, that you, again, you reveal secrets and you guide us into all truth. And we don't always get the whole truth at the beginning. We just go one step at a time as you lead us. And sometimes our heart just can't take it. It's just too hard to take the truth all in at one wallop. But all the people who are awakening now, just guide them step by step by step. And Lord, use us to spread the truth everywhere we possibly can, share it. And we just never know who will get to see it, but just help us to scatter the seeds of truth everywhere so people can see them in their own privacy of their own homes, just like you told us in the book of Joel. We go over the walls and through the windows to share this truth. Thank you that you brought us together to not only talk about how, you know, what's going on this earth, but how this is biblical. This is your day of setting us free from this evil satanic regime. We praise you and thank you that we are being set free. Our health, our wealth, our peace, our relationships, everything. Everything. We cannot wait to go into the golden age. We just cannot wait until we see the fruition of all this. And just, we know we're right at the door. We praise you. I thank you for every one of the battalion. I pray you protect them, strengthen them, guide them, protect their everything about them and their health, their finances, their everything that they touch. Bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. I have to think there's one other thing. Oh, did you guys see this? Last thing. This is the last thing. Yeah. Kirill, our buddy Kirill Dmitriev, posted this from the BRICS that Russia is seizing financial assets of the international Satanists. How about that? Yes, yes, yes. Fighting Satanism together. That's, we're all on the same team. All of humanity together fighting these people, removing their assets, removing their power one step at a time. All right, guys, I love you. I'm going to jet. I guess that's it. And I'll talk to you later.